At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, friends. Welcome to this podcast. Our topic today, you'll never have a future if you cling to the past. I'll repeat that. You will never have a future if you keep clinging to the past. And releasing the past, the key to unlocking our future. Friends, have you ever felt trapped by memories that no longer serve you? Discover the liberating journey of letting go today. What if the weight of your past was holding you back from the life you've always dreamed of? Isn't it time to break free? Imagine a future where your past is merely a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. How can you take that leap of faith today? Friends, I'm Nick Chanson, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Anxiety Talks and Podcasting. Welcome. This quote of you will never have a future if you cling to the past was, there's two parts of this podcast. The quote is inspired by a movie I watched recently called Time Loop. All right, you can look at that. It's still available now on YouTube at the moment. Great movie because it kind of corresponded with this message. And then I checked out this particular quote, and it's actually written by an American author and motivational speaker, R.H. Sin. It emphasized the importance of letting go of the past and the experience in order to move forward and embrace your new opportunity in this life. Once again, the movie, it was inspired. And near the end of the movie, I captured this particular quote, and I thought, wow, I think I have something here to talk about today. All right. And the movie called The Loop. So if you want some information on it, by all means, I will send you my email address at the description box, and I'll send you the link towards the movie on YouTube. So it's about being caught in past times as we loop in the past, and it's related to time travelers who crack the codes, but not without the challenges living in the past. So they get kind of stuck in the past. And reminds me of, why we have anxiety, because we get caught in the past. So the time loop appears to be a scientific fiction movie, right, that explores the concept of time travel and the complexity of being trapped in a cycle of past events. They can't access the specific content. You can access the specific content on YouTube, by the way. And so let's go on about the overview of the time loop of the movie, the plot summary. The film likely resolves around characters who've found a way to travel through time, but instead of enjoying the freedom that comes with it, they become ensnared in their past as time travels. They may attempt to resolve unresolved issues or alter events, only to face unexpected challenges and consequences. The theme is the consequences of time travel. The themes about the characters might learn that changing the past comes with its own set of complications, forcing them to confront the reality that some events are meant to be happening. Living in the past, the struggling of being caught in the loop may symbolize the emotions and challenges of clinging to past experiences. The characters, you know, always grapple with their regrets, and they're always trying to change the past, all right, because they have regrets and the decisions they make and the impact of their actions on their present and future. The personal growth as a character, they navigate their time traveling experiences. They undergo significant personal growth. The challenges they face could lead to self-discovery and resilience and realization that true progress comes from accepting the past rather than trying to change it. So you get that in a movie. Also, we have this interpersonal relationship in the movie. The movie may, it dwells into how time travelers affect relationships, showing how characters reconnect or drift apart as they deal with their past and the dynamics of their friendships and love. And there's a lot of mistrust and a lot of things that go wrong. Different opinions in the movie, and trust could be the central of the storyline. So there was a lot of mistrust in the movie. So, you know, you have to see it for yourself. Yeah, so the time loops, really kind of represents a thought-provoking narrative that examines the and allures the dangers of time travel, while also highlighting the importance of accepting one's past to move forward. So I say that accepting one's past to move forward is a key word here. In the journey through time could serve as a metaphor for personal struggles, or else sin be caught in that time, emphasizing themes of growth, acceptance, and complexities of human experience. Now let's talk more about the author, R.H. Sin. And he's a contemporary poet, and an author known for his poignant and often emotional writing. He gained popularity through a social media platform where he snares his poetry that touches the themes of love, heartbreak, and personal growth. So yeah, get your hands on learning on this particular character. His work resonates with many readers, particularly young audience, due to its relatability and raw honesty. Sin has published several collections of poetry, including like Whiskey Words and a Shovel, which helped him rise to prominence in poetry in the poetic community. His style of characteristics is by short, impact verses that convey deep feelings and insight into human experiences. Sin often explores topics such as self-love and empowerment, encouraging readers to reflect on their lives and embrace change and look at love, at what does love do for us. His work has inspired many to appreciate their own journey and to find strength in vulnerability. You see, the quote, "You will never have a future if you cling to the past," is often attributed to R.H. Sin, a contemporary poet that known for his emotive and relatable writing. This statement encapsulates a profound truth about the human experience, the necessity of letting go of the past and experience and embrace the new opportunities and possibilities that are available to us. We don't want to get stuck in the past. And we go deeper in this and, you know, the implication of clinging to the past, and the word clinging to the past. Why do we cling so much to the past? And the transformative power of moving forward, the change that is required to do that. When we look at the core, the quote serves as a reminder that the past, while influenced in shaping who...
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Who we are and should not dictate our future. Clinging to past experiences, whether they are joyful memories or painful regrets, can create a mental and emotional barrier that prevents us from growth and smelling the roses. When we hold on really tight onto the past, we may find ourselves trapped in a cycle of nostalgia or regret, which leads to stagnant life and anxiety. The stagnation can stifle creativity, stops our creativity in its tracks. They can also hinder our personal development and ultimately prevent one from seizing your opportunities. And when we look into the tendency to cling to the past, often is from fear of the unknown, fear of the failure, fear of change, and can create this strong attachment to failure, if failure experiences, even if they are no longer beneficial to us, but we still hold on to that kind of mindset or that thought. This fear can manifest in various ways, such as the unwillingness to pursue new relationship, career changes, and personal goals by allowing fear to dictate our actions. We can miss out on the richness of life that comes from these new experiences and challenges, right? So, R.H. Singh's poetry often emphasizes themes of self-love, be vulnerable in this life, and empowerment, which resonates deeply with those readers reading it. His work encourages individuals to confront their past, acknowledge their pains, be into their pains, right? And ultimately let go of what no longer serves them. And once they do this, they can open up and open themselves up to healing and growth right there. The process of letting go is not always easy. It often requires introspection, the acceptance, and sometimes the courage to forgive oneself and others that have hurt us. All right? We want to release those pains. We want to show compassion. Now, the act of moving forward can be transformative. It allows you to redefine your identity and pursue your passions without the weight of previous experience holding you back. Embracing the future means recognizing that life is a series of moments, each offering a potential growth and renewal. Once we focus on the present and looking ahead, we can actually cultivate resilience and adaptability, essential trait in navigating life's uncertainties. And you will never have a future if you cling to the past serves as a really powerful reminder of the importance of letting go. And this quote encourages us to confront our fears and release the old release the hold of the past and on any kind of experience. When we do so, we create space for opportunities to enter. Personal growth and future filled with potential. And then embracing the future requires a willingness to let go of what has been, has happened, allowing us to step into the life that is rich with possibility and hope. But can we let go? That's the question. And you will never have a future if you cling to the past, right? Serves as this powerful reminder the importance of letting go in order to embrace new opportunities and new life experiences in this life. This really resonates with folks who are really suffering from anxiety. This encourages the wonderful shift to focus from the past regrets that hold us back and experience the present possibilities and blissfulness. When we explore, when we go deeper in this area, and when we actually go into this self-reflection, right, a validation of those emotions and the empowerment that comes from acknowledging and confronting one's past. We've got to do that. By really creating resilience and inspiring actions, this is what's the byproduct of that. This will emphasize that while past experience can shape who we are, they do not have to dictate our future or define who we are. And in the movie Time Loop, the narratives, like the complexities of time travel and challenges of being trapped in the cycle of the past events can't come out until we solve that, or we have that code. So the whole basis of that movie is also trying to solve this code, this happy code, to move forward from being recycled in that consistent loop, you know, forever looping, being stuck in that, and always traveling to the past and repeating the process. And unless we can solve the code or crack the code, we don't actually can move forward. That we can't, and sometimes we can actually learn from the past and for personal growth. But there's some choice to make in that space, and we need to accept in moving forward now rather than being stuck. Are you going to take that make that choice of moving forward, or will you still be stuck in a looping past? So when we look at the quote and the film, you know, it conveys a profound message to us all. To truly live and thrive, one must learn to release the holds of the past and embrace the endless possibilities that the future holds for us. The journey you're on towards the, you know, it is all about acceptance and growth for the emotional well-being and fulfilling life. Can we do that? So, to unlock our potential by freeing ourselves from the chains of yesterday. Let's all do that. Unlock our potential, free ourselves from the chains of yesterday. Transform your pains into power and embrace the possibility of the tomorrow. Let the past be your teacher, not your prison. Step boldly into your future. Friends, please subscribe, like, comment on our post, and if you have found this episode helpful, you please share it with your friends. Happy for you to, you know, send me an email. I can send you the documents and the you know, if you want to see that movie, I can send you the link to the movie. Just send me an email. I'll send my email in my introduction on the description box. So until next time, hope you've enjoyed the episode. Stay blessed. It'll all be like, let's all be more in the present and find relief from our anxieties. Goodbye, my friends, until our next episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.